This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 7 and 8, covering Her House is the Way to Sheol, Wisdom's Call, Granting an Inheritance, The Lord Possessed Me, and Favor from the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into
A reading from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that I may declare it boldly as I ought to speak. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our text is the reading from Ephesians. Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, this passage is the well-known text about spiritual warfare. Paul mentions various pieces of equipment for the battle, too many to be covered in this brief message. We will focus on the one piece used for offense, the sword of the Spirit. The sword is the word of God, God's utterances, his sayings as recorded in Scripture. This word was recorded by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is very much needed because we as believers are all engaged in spiritual warfare. We face a terrible force in Satan and his fellow evil angels. God, in his mysterious will, allows them a certain amount of power and rule. Paul explains that our fight is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. According to Paul's words, the devils have their domains in which they exercise their authority and might. Taken together, they rule to a certain extent throughout this sin-ruined universe, both on the earth and over and beyond this earth. Thus, Paul calls them the cosmic powers and the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. That phrase, heavenly places, does not refer to the heaven of glory. Again, with this phrase, Paul informs us that Satan and the demons are not confined to this earth, but they also operate above and outside of this world. Paul says that these devils are the cosmic powers over the present darkness. This is the spiritual darkness of this world, the darkness of sin, unbelief, and falsehood. This darkness is totally antagonistic to God, who is the light, and to his people, all believers who are the children of light. Satan and his allies set their sights especially on you, me, and all other children of light. We are not slaves of Satan as unbelievers are. So the evil ones work hardest on us. They know our weaknesses and exactly how to attack us, and they do so every day. They want to lead us into all sorts of wickedness and ultimately into falling from the faith. Another reason the demons direct their utmost efforts at us is because we are workers in the church, supporting or carrying on the ministry of word and sacrament. The devil hates the proclamation of the truth for the salvation of people. We must understand that the devil wants to take away from us the sword of the Spirit. He could do this through wrong translations of Scripture. That is why Hebrew and Greek are taught at this seminary, and why it is important, for example, to be able to identify a PL participle or an aorist imperative. We can spot wrong renderings of Scripture and uphold those translations which are accurate translations, renderings of the Word of God. Satan could take the sword of the Spirit from us through wrong interpretations of God's Word. That is why we talk about hermeneutical principles, principles of interpretation. The lens through which we see all of Scripture is the chief doctrine. Justification by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We are careful to carry out exegesis, not eisegesis. Satan could take the sword of the Spirit from us through the infiltration of false doctrine. This is not a theoretical statement, but is based on our synod's history. You know to what I am referring. We are saddened when we see other church bodies, some of them bearing the name Lutheran, which accept evolution and deny, for example, miracles, the Trinity, the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ. We must maintain constant vigilance. Left to ourselves, we would be no match for the devils. They would easily overpower us. The good news of our text is that we can and we will stand firm against the demons. As Luther wrote, though devils all the world should fill, all eager to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. Christ strengthens us so that we can wield the sword and successfully carry on the fight. Jesus is by our side, giving us the power we need. Jesus as God is far mightier than the whole demonic host. He defeated Satan and the other devils throughout his earthly ministry, causing evil spirits to leave people and in other ways. Christ vanquished the old evil foe and his allies on the cross on Calvary, where he paid fully for the sins of the whole world with his suffering and with his death. Christ triumphed over the devil and his army by rising from the dead. He ascended into heaven, where he now lives and reigns to all eternity. So the devils have been decisively defeated. But as already stated, God, according to his permissive will, allows them a certain amount of rule until he will take away their power completely and forever on the last day, Judgment Day. Christ strengthens us for warfare through his gospel word and supper. Thus we understand and grasp the words of Paul. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Through his means of grace, God preserves us in the faith and enables us to wield the sword. This sword has all the power of God. Luther writes, God has every victory in his word. We remember how Christ, after his baptism, three times repelled Satan by quoting scripture. We, as Jesus, fight back against the devil with the sword of the Spirit and turn Satan away. When the devil tempts us to have a subtle form of idolatry, we say, no, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. When Satan tempts us to despair over our sins, we say, no, wicked one, the word of God says, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Scripture promises, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We also use the sword of the Spirit against false doctrine. With this exceedingly sharp weapon, we cut through the glittering veneer of false doctrine, which makes these teachings seem so attractive. And we expose the underlying rot and disease. We as well employ the sword of the Spirit for spiritual conquest. God will use our wielding of the sword to preserve and enlarge his kingdom. This wielding is our proclaiming of the word and working with the word joined to water, bread, and wine. This results in people being brought to faith, preserved in faith, and strengthened in faith. Where there is saving faith, there is also the fruit of faith. Good works done to the glory of God and for the benefit of our neighbor. Every day of our earthly life is a day of warfare. Our text tells us that the foe is mighty and the struggle is fierce. But thanks be to God, with Christ at our side, and fighting with the sword of the Spirit, we will be victorious. In Jesus' name, amen.
I cry to you, O Lord.
In the morning, my prayer comes before you.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the willing spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you. By awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness.
O God, our salvation, of hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
And all that is within me, bless his holy name.
He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord. In our prayers, we remember Professor Detlev Schultz and his family as they mourn the death of his mother, Elizabeth. We also remember Professor Sikavirta and his family as they mourn the death of his aunt, Lena. Let us pray. Almighty God, you show mercy to your people in all their troubles. Grant us always to recognize your goodness, give thanks for your compassion, and praise your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord God, Heavenly Father, receive our humble thanks for all your mercies granted to our sisters, Elizabeth and Lena, during their earthly lives, especially for calling them by the gospel and sustaining them in the true faith until their departure. Comfort those who mourn their deaths with the hope of the glorious resurrection and a happy reunion in heaven. Help us to remember that we are mortal, that we may ever prepare ourselves to fall asleep in faith, and finally receive the glory promised to all who trust in your beloved Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have been his sign from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my days of life may please you. For into your hands have been my soul, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.